Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I would love to talk to you guys about what is in your heart. Now, the Bible says that man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. It also says to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And that's Psalm 51:10. Now, we all have seeds that are planted inside of our heart. Somewhere along our path, seeds were planted in our hearts, and each seed produces a harvest. So good seeds produce good fruit, and corrupt seeds produce rotten fruit. Make sure you're uprooting the bad and watering the good seeds, because there are going to be people placed in our lives that want to plant bad seeds. Seeds of worry, seeds of doubt, seeds of anxiety, you know. And you know, when you're watching television, when you're listening to the music in your car, when you're shopping for clothes, you know, there can be seeds planted through the music and television. So you want to guard your heart, because the Bible says out of the heart flows the issues of life. So you want to guard your heart from those worldly seeds. There might be lustful thoughts. There might be thoughts of fornication and adultery and suicidal thoughts and all of these different things that'll come to mind when we listen to people who are of the world. Because the Bible says that corrupt communication, basically, when you hang around corrupt people, it spoils useful habits. Corrupt communication spoils useful habits. And so you want to make it a habit to be around good, godly people who are going to plant good seeds on good soil so that it can grow up, so that it can grow and produce a great and mighty harvest of goodness. You don't want to surround yourself with negative people who are always pouring doubt and worry and lustful thoughts and covetous thoughts into your heart. And they don't know how to pour into you. They're always taking from you, and then you're empty. You want to get full of God's word, and then you want to nourish that word and water it with faith and not doubt or fear. You want to water it with all the good things that the Bible talks about, so that you can produce a fruitful harvest. And once that harvest springs up, you'll start to see your behavior change. You'll start to see your heart change. You'll start to see your mind change. And basically what repenting is that you change your heart and your mind to follow God instead of the worldly pattern of this world. Because the Bible says that to conform no longer to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So there's a pattern in this world that is corrupt, and the world wants you to follow that specific pattern. And if you follow it, you're gonna end in destruction. And so it's good to follow God's plan for your life. If he called you, because he'll call you out of darkness into his marvelous light to live right for him. And he's going to give you a brand new vision, a brand new goal, a brand new dream. He's going to birth something inside of you that's going to take those desires of the world away. And he's going to give you a new and fresh desire, a fresh perspective on life. And so you need to uproot those bad seeds so that God's word can flourish in your life. Because wherever the seed falls is where God's word is not going to come back into him void. So wherever that seed falls, it fell on purpose. You know, if God plants a seed somewhere and somebody shares that word of encouragement, it's going out on purpose. Because his word is not going to come back unto him void. And so that's what I want you guys to sort of think about during this week. I want you to see how you can uproot some of those bad seeds and plant better seeds and water the seeds that are already planted in you. Seeds about God's word and encouragement and just stay encouraged and stay empowered to want to live right by God, to want to
feed your spirit man and starve your flesh so that you can walk in the fullness of your calling and give God all the glory, honor, and power. Because He holds the world in His hands and He wants you to love Him because He loves you with an everlasting love and He wants you to make right decisions. And we have what it takes to make right decisions. So there's a way out of every tempting situation. God will provide a way out because His word will be fulfilled. He who began a good work will finish it until the end, will complete it. And so God is doing a new work in you, and He wants to finish His work that He's doing in you, that good work that He does, because He's our Heavenly Father, and He wants us to be obedient to Him. He wants us to cling to every word that He says so that He can make it come to pass. He says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Old things have passed away, all things have become new." And so you got to let God do a new thing in you and guard your heart from worldly passions and desires so that you can stay rooted and grounded in Christ. All right, well, that's all I have for you in this episode. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.